जहा सुन के न सती प्रकोपिता తత్పశ్యతాం కేవ విచాద్భుతం మహత్, అహేతి వదః సుమాన్ జాయత, హంత ప్రియా దైవతమస్య దేవీ, జహాసుంకేన సతీ ప్రకోపితా. తత్పశ్యతాం కేవ విచాద్భుతం మహత్, అహేతి వాదస్ మహాన్ అజాయత, హంత ప్రియా దైవతమస్య దేవీ, జహాసుంకేన సతీ ప్రకోపితా. తత్పశ్యతాం కేవ విచాద్భుతం మహత్, అహే దివాద సుమహాజాయత, అంత ప్రియా దైవతమస్య దేవీ, జహాసుంకేన సతి ప్రకోపితా.
Pashyatam of those who had seen
day
in the sky,
Bhuvi
on the earth,
and
Adbhutam,
wonderful,
Mahat, great,
iti,
das,
vada,
roar,
sumahan,
tumultuous,
Ajayata,
occurred,
Hanta,
alas,
Priya,
beloved,
Daivatamasya,
most respectable demigod,
Devi,
Sati,
Jahav,
quit,
Asun,
her life,
Pena,
Vaidaksha,
Sati,
Prakopita,
anger.
When Sati annihilated her body in anger, there was tumultuous roar all over the universe. Why had Sati, the wife of the most respectable demigod, Lord Shiva, put her body in such a manner? Purport, there was a tumultuous roaring all over the universe in the society of the demigods for compliance, because Sati was the daughter of Daksha, the greatest of all kings, and the wife of Lord Shiva, the greatest of all demigods. Why did she become so angry that she gave her body? She was the daughter of a great personality, wife of a great personality. She had nothing to desire, but still she gave up her body in dissatisfaction. This was astonishing. One cannot attain complete satisfaction even if one is situated in the greatest material opulence. There was nothing Sati could not achieve either from her relationship with her father or from her relationship with the greatest demigods, but still for some reason she was dissatisfied. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam explains that one has to achieve real satisfaction, Ayatma Supasirati. But Atma, the body, mind, and soul all become completely satisfied only if one develops devotional service to the Absolute Truth. Savarpam Sampuro Dharmoya Tobhakya Adoksaja. Adoksaja means the Absolute Truth. If one can develop his unflinching love for the Transcendental Supreme Personality of Godhead, that can give complete satisfaction. Otherwise, there is no possibility of satisfaction in the material world or anywhere else. It was astonishing that Daksha, who was Prajapati, the maintainer of all living entities, was so disrespectful to his own daughter Sati, who was not only chaste but also a great soul, that she gave up her body because of his neglect. Therefore, the word anatmya is significant. Atmya means life of the soul. So this word indicates that although Daksha appeared to be living, actually he was dead. Otherwise, how could he neglect Sati, who was his own daughter? It was the duty of Daksha to look after the maintenance and comforts of all living entities, because he was situated as Prajapati, the governor of all living entities. Therefore, how is it that he neglected his own daughter, who was the most exalted and chaste woman, a great soul, and who therefore deserved the most respectful treatment from her father? The death of Sati because of her being neglected by Daksha, her father, was most astonishing to all the great demigods of the universe. Daksha, who was so hard-hearted that he is unworthy to be a Brahmana, will gain excessive ill fame because of his offenses to his daughter, because of not having prevented her death. and because of his great envy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Our doctor is described here as most hard-hearted and therefore unqualified to be a Brahmana. Brahmadruk is described by some commentators to mean Brahmabandhu, or friend of the Brahmanas. A person who is born in a Brahmin family but has no Brahmana qualifications is called a Brahmabandhu. Brahmanas are generally very soft-hearted and forbearing because they have the power to control the senses and mind. Daksha, however, was not forbearing for the simple reason that his son-in-law, Lord Shiva, did not stand up to show no formality and respect. He became so angry and hard-hearted that he tolerated even the death of his dearest daughter. Sati tried her best to mitigate the misunderstanding between the son-in-law and father-in-law by coming to her father's house, even without an invitation. At that time, Daksha should have received her, forgetting all past misunderstandings. But he was so hard-hearted that he was unworthy to be called an Aryan or a Brahmana. Thus, his ill fame still continues. Daksha means expert, and he was given this name because of his ability to beget many hundreds and thousands of children. Persons who are too sexually inclined and materialistic become so hard-hearted because of a slight loss of prestige that they can tolerate even the death of their children. Well, people were talking among themselves about the wonderful voluntary death of Sati. The attendants who had come with her ready themselves to kill Daksha with their weapons. Wherefore, the attendants who came with Sati were meant to protect her from calamities, but since they were unable to protect their master's wife, they decided to die for her, and before dying they wanted to kill Daksha. It is the duty of attendants to give protection to their master, and in case of failure, it is the duty to die. They came forward forcibly, but Bhrigu Muni saw the danger, and offering oblations into the southern side of the sacrificial fire, immediately uttered mantra hymns from Yajur Veda, by which the destroyers of yoga performances could be killed immediately. Purport here is one example of powerful hymns of the Vedas, which, when chanted, can perform wonderful acts. In the present age of Kali, it is not possible to find expert mantra chanters, therefore all the sacrifices recommended in the Vedas are forbidden in this age. The only sacrifice recommended in this age is the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, because in this age it is not possible to accumulate the needed funds for performing sacrifices, not to speak of finding expert brahmanas who can chant the mantras properly. And Bhrigu Muni offered oblations in the fire immediately. Many thousands of demigods and rubus became manifest. All of them were powerful, having achieved strength from Soma, the moon. The report is stated here that many thousands of demigods named rubus became manifest because of the oblations offered in the fire and chanting the hymns in the Yajur Veda. Brahmanas like Bhrigu Muni were so powerful that they could create such powerful demigods simply by chanting the Vedic mantras. Vedic mantras are still available, but the chanters are not. By chanting Vedic mantras or chanting the Gayatri or Rig mantra, one can attain the result one desires. In the present age of Kali, it is recommended by Lord Chaitanya that simply by chanting Hare Krishna, one can achieve all perfection. When the Ribhu demigods attacked the ghosts and Guhyakas with half-burned fuel from the Yajna fire, all these attendants of Sati fled in different directions and disappeared. This was possible simply because of Brahma Tejas, formidable power. Therefore, the word Brahma Tejasa used in this verse is significant. In those days, Brahmanas were so powerful that simply by desiring, by chanting a Vedic mantra, they could accomplish very wonderful effects. But in the present age of degradation, there are no such Brahmanas. According to the Pancharatra system in this age, the entire population is supposed to consist of Shudras because the Brahmanic culture has been lost. But if anyone displays the signs of understanding Krishna consciousness, he should be accepted according to Vaishashvati regulations as a prospective Brahmana and should be given all facilities to achieve the highest perfection. The most magnanimous gift of Lord Chaitanya's is that the highest perfection of life is available in this fallen age if one simply adopts the process of chanting Hare Krishna, which is able to bring about fulfillment of all activities and self-realization. Now send the Bhaktivedanta Purport of the fourth chapter, Srimad Bhagavatam. Sati quits her body. Translation: when Sati annihilated her body in anger, there was tumultuous roar all over the universe. Why had Sati, the wife of the most respectful demigod Lord Shiva, quit her body in such a manner? So these verses explain the consequences of Sati burning herself up. That is, her followers, who were the followers of Lord Shiva, became ready to kill Daksha, and then Bhrigu Muni chanted mantras to prevent this, and the fire gods called Rubus appeared from the fire and chased away all of Shiva's attendants. So in this way, a conflict had arisen out of the death of Saki because of the two sides. So this is, of course, from here the story continues, because then the sacrifice is interrupted, etc., and then Daksha gets a goat's head ultimately. So this conflict, you see, has arisen because of disrespect. And disrespect, of course, was on both sides, or apparently was on both sides, because Daksha felt he was disrespected by Lord Shiva. So he disrespected Lord Shiva. And this was the cause of the whole problem. In spite of the fact that Daksha was a great personality and Shiva was a great personality. So due to the circumstances, this huge problem arose, which became a conflict in which Saki killed herself, and Daksha ended up with a goat's head ultimately, and the sacrifice here was destroyed. So, of course, because the personalities involved are very exalted, in one sense we cannot criticize, but the it shows an example of the dangers of life in the material world. Just as we have examples in Krishna's pastimes of different persons who somehow become bewildered. So Indra becomes bewildered, Brahma becomes bewildered, and again, generally they are superior because they are very elevated devotees of the Lord. They're given a post by the Supreme Lord for certain purposes. Still, by the Lord's Maya, his Yoga Maya potency, they are covered over and then make mistakes. So here also we see that somehow or other everyone gets involved in conflict here. Daksha, Shiva, and Sati, and then of course the followers of each side, they end up in a big conflict. So what this shows is the unsteady nature of the material world. The desire for enjoyment gives rise to attachment to body and to possessions and position. And the when this is neglected by others, then one gets insulted and becomes angry. So that was the case of Daksha. Shiva, of course, by nature is detached. So he was detached in that situation, so detached that he didn't offer respect to Daksha. Technically, of course, he should have, because he was, by relationship, he was son-in-law. So in that sense, he should have. But because of his exalted nature, he was absorbed in meditation on the Supreme Lord, so therefore he didn't. So of course we cannot take that ultimately as a fault, but it was an apparent fault because he neglected the norms of society. And therefore Daksha became angry, and then he insulted him, etc. So this caused the whole problem. So this arises, this is attachment. Attachment to position, attachment to body, which gives rise to this problem. And then it becomes more complicated because Sati got involved, and then Sati also became angry at Daksha because of disrespect for her husband, even though Daksha was her father. And therefore she committed suicide as a result of that, to enter connection with Daksha, her father. So, and then as a result of that, then this followers of Lord Shiva were about to kill Daksha, and the Ribhus came from the fire by Brihumunis chanting of mantras, and they attacked the followers of Lord Shiva. So here we have a big conflict resulting from attachment. And though it may look insignificant, it evolved into a very huge conflict in which Sati killed herself ultimately. So this is the nature of the material world. What may be apparently small conflicts may somehow grow in the material world and become big conflicts, and then a lot of suffering takes place. And we can examine world history and see how this happens all the time. So the message is that we have to be very careful in the material world. The gunas and one's desire and the lack of control of mind are very dangerous. And because of the situation in the world which we cannot predict, we will end up in all sorts of circumstances which may be very trying. It may be a big test for us. So it is very difficult to predict what will happen in the material world and how to prepare for all the events. So the main way we can do this is ultimately not try to predict the future, not try to make all sorts of preparations, though such things can be done. The main thing is that one has to change one's consciousness. So if we change our consciousness, we can at least safeguard ourselves against falling into such positions as this. It may be difficult for us to prevent others from reacting in such a way as this, but at least we can safeguard ourselves. So that is the first step. Once we can do that, then we can begin to change others. But we cannot expect others to change or circumstances to change when we don't change. So we have to find a way of controlling the senses, controlling the mind, controlling desires, etc. This is where spiritual life comes into play. We see that the process of karma does not work too well, because here we see the devatas and the sages and the daksha are involved in karma, and it didn't help too much. Still, they went out of control. So therefore, we have to go higher than that. So in the Varnashram system, we have dhyana and yoga. And beyond the Varnashram system, we have bhakti. So these are the spiritual methods to solve the problems that will occur in the material world. So the goal of the Varnashram ultimately is this, the spiritual development, not to stay in the material world. So one has to go beyond karma to dhyana, yoga, and then bhakti. To make it simpler, we can just do bhakti without having to go through the gradual process of karma, jnana, and yoga. So that has been recommended in the Bhagavatam as the process. It is a practical process at all times, but it's particularly good for Kali Yuga, where no one is qualified for anything else. So in previous ages, people were qualified to go through karma, jnana, and yoga, then bhakti. In Kali Yuga, they are not. Therefore, we simply rely on the practice of bhakti. So this has to be the main process for us for solving our problems. Everything else is secondary to that. If other things become too prominent, then we have a problem. The bhakti becomes obstructed by other processes. So we have to be very careful that bhakti is the prominent process for us in all cases. And that is the teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Well, Shiva, because he himself was Shiva. That's what it refers to here. I think, as far as I can see, though, it says Supreme Personality of Godhead, but actually I think it should be Shiva.
And the
Mahaprabhu
was disrespect to husband in case of Sati is also material? Like Daksha had a material bodily concept of life. What about Sati? Because of that conflict between her father and husband, she did this.
From the material point of view, she's attached to her husband. Of course, she was in the right in one sense also, but still, we can say that there is attachment there. Of course, we can say she was attached to by seeing her relatives in the first place, and then she was attached to her husband also. In this case, the same thing. Because what she did is she meditated and left her body. Not in the normal way with a gun or a knife or a poison or whatever. But she left her body by meditation.
We should not criticize this particular incident as both the personality and the world are very important. But it seems that the verses in Bhagavatam themselves are not very, Matrimony himself is not very happy about what is happening. The language itself is kind of criticizing, calling the Shah hard arbiter.
Of course, we will see later on he rectifies himself and Chakshushamantra. Also, and he gets back a regular body after his goat body, etc. But of course, because he has a fault, he gets criticized.
Nirantara Sri Sri Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, His Holiness Bhagavan Maharaj ki jai.